A Dog Was Crying Tonight in Wicklow Also, by Seamus Haney. In memory of Donatus Nwoga. When human beings found out about death, they sent the dog to Chukwu with a message. They wanted to be let back to the house of life. They didn't want to end up lost forever, like burnt wood disappearing into smoke, or ashes that get blown away to nothing. Instead, they saw their souls in a flock at twilight, cawing and headed back for the same old roosts, and the same bright airs and wing stretchings each morning. Death would be like a night spent in the wood. At first light, they'd be back in the house of life. The dog was meant to tell all this to Chukwu. But death and human beings took second place when he trotted off the path and started barking at another dog in broad daylight, just barking back at him from the far bank of a river. And that is how the toad reached Chukwu first. The toad who'd overheard in the beginning what the dog was meant to tell. Human beings, he said. And here the toad was trusted absolutely. Human beings want death to last forever. Then Chukwu saw the people's souls in birds coming towards him, like black spots off the sunset, to a place where there would be neither roosts nor trees, nor any way back to the house of life. And his mind reddened and darkened all at once, and nothing that the dog would tell him later could change that vision. Great chiefs and great loves in obliterated light, the toad in mud, the dog crying out all night behind the corpse house. Originally published in the October-November 1995 issue of Poetry Magazine.